This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Tornadoes and thunderstorms in five states are blamed for dozens of deaths from Louisiana to Pennsylvania over the last 2 days. It was the nation's biggest swarm of tornadoes from a single weather system since more than 70 tornadoes killed 50 people in Oklahoma and Kansas in May 1999. Cleanup efforts continue in Morgan County, Tennessee, after two tornadoes struck Sunday. 16 deaths and dozens of injuries are attributed to the storms. Some 24 houses and a dozen mobile homes were destroyed. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Wartburg, Tennessee.
At 12 minutes past 8 Sunday night, the tornado warnings first were broadcast in Morgan County, some 40 miles west of Knoxville in the eastern part of the state. By 8:30, the first of the storms barreled through the area. Along the side of the road in the community of Petros, splintered trees and twisted signs lie next to stray bits of attic insulation and aluminum siding, next to stoves and a sink. Stephen Hamby is director of emergency medical services for Morgan County.
I've been in EMS for 18 years, and I've never seen anything like this. We've seen disasters, we've had disaster scenes and things of that nature, but I've never seen anything this bad.
The Tennessee Highway Patrol closed down the road leading into Mossy Grove, about 10 miles from Petros, allowing only residents to get into the area last night. Power remained out as utility crews worked under the light of a half moon, restringing wires. School was canceled, but EMS Director Hamby says, considering the scale of the devastation, residents were taking things in stride.
They seem to be doing real well, and this is Tennessee. You know, we're the volunteer state, and you know that, and things are pouring in already. I've had disaster relief people come in here, people that are used to dealing with large quantities of donated stuff that coming in here are going to help us organize that.
Hygiene stuff, and then for the exit sign, not in front of the door, but over, it's going to be toys.
One of those organizing stuff is Stacy Young. She stands in a boys' club gymnasium in the midst of tables covered with every variety of household good imaginable, as if it were a giant flea market.
We have shoes, we have dress shoes, we have play shoes, we have just all kinds of stuff. We have hygiene products for children, babies, adults, women, men. We have tons of paper products. We have blankets, sheets, pillowcases, towels. The only thing that we don't have that you would need to start a house with is like dishes and things like that.
As we speak, a bucket brigade of volunteers is passing down cases of soda. There are jars of baby food and even a table full of pastries. All of this plenty has been donated and delivered within 24 hours. Kim Norman was one of the few who stopped by last evening in need of anything. She has taken in her mother as well as her two nieces. Her mother's house was destroyed by the storm, but ironically, Ms. Norman's trailer home was untouched.
I could hear it. I could hear it, and the lightning. I just can't describe the light show that came with it and the sound. I could hear it, you know, really, really well. I live on up on 116, so I got all the picture showing the sound and the wind and some hail and, you know, that with it. But thank God it didn't touch down up there.
While there are some 60 families left homeless by the tornadoes, none of them were a parent in either of the two shelters county officials made available. All had apparently been taken in by family or friends. It's likely to be a while before the scope of the destruction sinks in here. Those who survived, however, have some amazing stories to tell. Kim Norman describes what her family went through.
They all went into the bathroom, and everyone got in the bathtub, and they put a mattress over them. And the entire house was devastated except that one little tiny bathroom. And the ceiling's not even cracked, so that's by the grace of God that that's happened.
And counting on more such miracles, rescue workers will search again through the rubble today, confident those who remain missing will soon be accounted for and the rebuilding of homes and lives can get underway. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Wartburg, Tennessee.